Okay, so I think we'll start. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the second in this four-part series on Inyanei Sfiras HaOmer. Last week, if you recall, those were here, and Rosa weren't, I'll review very quickly. We mentioned that the Baal HaMor, at the very end of Maseches Psachim, the last piece in this commentary on the Rif of Maseches Psachim, the Baal HaMor asked a number of interesting questions relating to Sfiras HaOmer. One of the questions only focused on last week, that I'm not going to this week, one of the questions was why there is no bracha of Shechayonu that we recite. Generally speaking, when we begin to recite, we begin to perform a mitzvah, we perform a mitzvah for the first time. After not having performed it in a long while, we recite the bracha of Shechayonu, even if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, like Hadlokas Neiros on Hanukkah, the first night of Hanukkah, we make a Shechayonu. So why is there no bracha of Shechayonu at the beginning of Sfiras HaOmer? That was one of the Baal HaMor's kashas last time we discussed. Well, unfortunately, Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah that has a certain sad note to it, not because of the avelis that we observe with regards to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. That's a different thing. That's much later. But even much earlier than that, with the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the Sfiras HaOmer reminds us no Beis HaMikdash, so we're not so thrilled. The very word Omer, which is simply a measurement, it was an amount of barley that was offered in the Karban that kicked off on the day that the first day of the Sfiras HaOmer. We call it Sfiras HaOmer. That reminds us of the fact that we don't really have the Beis HaMikdash, so we can't say Shechayonu. We're not really Besimcha in the classic sense. The other question I'd like to, or another, one other question, which the Baal HaMor, yes, he has another one too, but the other one I'd like to look at today is a very interesting question, and that is, why do we who live in Chutz Laaretz, all the Jews who live in Chutz Laaretz, why do we not, when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, count each night actually 2 days because of the so-called Sveika D'Yoma issue? Sveika D'Yoma issue. That's the question I'd like to look at today. Bez Hashem, why do we not count? When I say we, I mean those who live in Chutz Laaretz. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not an issue, but those who live in Chutz Laaretz, why do we not have a double sphere each night because of Sveika D'Yoma? So for that, I just want to go over some background information I'm sure many of you are familiar with. Nonetheless, we'll go over it. It's always good to review. All of you know that the Jews living in Chutz Laaretz always have an extra day of Yontif. By the Shalosh Regalim, we always have an extra day of Yontif above and beyond that which the Torah requires and above and beyond that which is observed in Eretz Yisrael. So, for example, on Pesach, we have at the beginning of the holiday 2 days of Yontif, the first day and the second day. We have two Siddurim and so on. We have 2 days of Yontif. In Eretz Yisrael, based on what it says in the Torah, they have only 1 day of Yontif. They go right into Chol HaMoed. They actually have an extra day of Chol HaMoed that we don't have. So they have the first day of Yontif, then right away, the next night, after Avdol, is Chol HaMoed. By us, the second night is again Yontif, so we lose, quote unquote, a day of Chol HaMoed. We observe Yontif, 2 days of Yontif. And the same thing at the end of the holiday, the seventh day in Eretz Yisrael, that's the last day of Pesach. That's what it says in the Torah. And then the day after the seventh day is a regular weekday. It's Yisru Chag. We go back to regular weekday. Whereas in Chutz Laaretz, we have an extra day of Yontif at the end of Pesach. And the same thing coming up in a couple of weeks, Shavuos. According to the Torah, Shavuos is 1 day. So this year it's a Friday. So in Eretz Yisrael, Shavuos is Friday. Then the next day is Shabbos, regular Shabbos. By us, in Chutz Laaretz, we have 2 days of Shavuos, so the Shabbos is not going to be regular Shabbos. It's going to be Shabbos and Yontif, the second day of Shavuos. And the same thing by Sukkot. At the beginning of Sukkot, we have 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laaretz. Eretz Yisrael, they have 1 day of Yontif. So again, they have 1 day of Chol HaMoed that we don't have. We designate what's really the first day of Chol HaMoed as the second day of Yontif. And at the end of the holiday, they have on Shmini Atzeres. So they have 1 day Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot are all rolled up into one. The 1 day, so they have Shmini Atzeres, and then the holiday is over. The night, there is no ninth day. The next day is a weekday. It's Yisru Chag. Whereas in Chutz Laaretz, after Shmini Atzeres, we have another day of Yontif. We call it Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is not really Yontif. It's just the second day of Shmini Atzeres. When we daven on Shmini on Simchas Torah, we don't say in the davening or in the Kiddush, "Vatitein Yom Simchas Torah Hazeh." Simchas Torah is later. It's the second day of Shmini Atzeres. But in any event, the question: where did all this come from? How come in Chutz Laaretz we have an extra day of all these holidays? Why do we have an extra day of Yontif all the time? So it goes back to what was the origin. Again, I'm sure many people know this, but I want to do Chazar for those who benefit from Chazar just for a few moments before getting to the main subject at hand. The reason behind all of this is that there was at one time a doubt, a legitimate doubt, a real doubt in Chutz Laaretz as to when Yontif is. What do I mean? Doesn't the Torah tell us when Yontif is? Yeah, the Torah tells us when, let's say, Pesach. The Torah tells us that the Pesach begins on the 15th day of Nisan, the 15th day of the first month. Nisan, that's when Pesach is. So that the Torah says. Yeah, but when will the 15th day of the month be? The 15th day of the month is going to depend upon when the first day of the month was. You have to know when the first day of the month was. How do you know when is the first day of the month? So the Torah tells us that our calendar for this purpose follows the cycle of the moon. The moon goes around the earth, and so when the month is over and witnesses would see in the sky the new moon, then the next day would be the first of the month. And now, scientifically, it takes the moon 29 and a half days, approximately, good enough for us at the moment, 29 and a half days it takes the moon to revolve, to rotate around the earth. That's why every Jewish month is either 29 days or 30 days. You know the poem about the English month, 30 days, half September, whatever. All the rest have 31, except for February is 28. There's no 28-day month on the Jewish calendar. There are no 31-day months on the Jewish calendar. Every Jewish month has either 29 days or 30 days. So when you come to day 29 of the outgoing month, there's only two possibilities as to what will be the next day. The next day will either be day 30 of the old month or it'll be day 1 of the new month. Those are the only two possibilities. What does it depend on? It depends that night. If witnesses spot the new moon, they come to Bezin and the Bezin interrogates them. They turn out that they're honest people and so on. And they Taka saw the moon. So that next day will be the first day of the new month. If no witnesses come and then there's no new moon visible, so the next day will be day 30 of the old month, and then the following day will be day 1 of the new month. That's all. Only two possibilities. In fact, when we have one day of Rosh Chodesh, a certain month we have one day of Rosh Chodesh, that means the outgoing month finished on day 29. It's called Chaser, the old month ended. The next day was the first day of the new month. Okay, and it's Rosh Chodesh. When we have a situation, we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Actually, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is actually on the calendar, day 30 of the old month. The first day of Rosh Chodesh is day 30 on the calendar of the old month. We observe it as Rosh Chodesh. And the next day, we observe it as the second day of Rosh Chodesh. That's the first day of the new month. That's the way it works out. So, good. So the system worked very well. Witnesses would come, and they'd let Bezdin know, and Bezdin would investigate, and good. Shalom HaYisrael. How would they let people know? There was no Zoom, and there's no video, and no email, and no text message. How do they let people know in the olden days? So the Mishnayos tell us in Rosh Hashanah that if and when the Bezin would declare that today is Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow is the first day of the new month, that night they would have a whole system. The Mishnayos described they would light like bonfires, fires on various different mountains and different places, high mountains, and everybody who lived would see that night. They would see fires burning them out. They would realize that means that the Bezin declared which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and now we begin counting days: the first, second, third. We come to the 15th. It'll be Pesach. Good. However, the Mishnayos describe it, there were some wise guys who messed that system up. They lit fires on different mountains on the wrong day, and the people in the distance, they had no idea who lit the fire. They saw the fire. Oh, must be they declared Rosh Chodesh. They had to abolish that system and had to go with the ancient equivalent of the Pony Express, right? They used to have to send out riders, messengers, shluchim, would go from Bezin to all the different towns and let people know. And sometimes they didn't get there for a couple of days. It takes time to travel. You don't have to kind of travel like we have today. So these shluchim would come, and they would come to every town. And they would let them know when did Bezin in fact declare Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Now, the further you lived away from Yerushalayim, the longer it took for those shluchim to get there. So let's say I live far away. I lived in Chutz Lortz. We had a whole town in Chutz Lortz. So we don't know when did they declare Rosh Chodesh Nisan this year. Was it Monday or Tuesday? I don't know. So we're waiting to hear from the shluchim. And we're counting. Meanwhile, a couple of weeks have gone by. Maybe there was bad weather. The roads were bad. Shluchim never got here. So now I don't know. Wait a minute. Is today already the 50th? Is tonight already the 15th of Nisan? But you can't be off by more than one day because you know the cycle of the moon around the earth. You know when it was last time. So either day 29 or day 30. Next day is either day 30 or day 1, day 1 or day 2, etc. But now I'm coming, wait a minute, might be Pesach. So we better observe it as Pesach. We better stop eating chametz. We better treat it like Pesach. On the other hand, so they'll observe it as Pesach. Now the next night, but wait a minute, maybe last night was really only the 14th. Right, there wasn't really Pesach. We better have another Seder. We better eat the matzah in the morning and have Kiddush and have Yontif over again. And the same thing at the end of Yontif was all because the shluchim, these messengers, didn't always get there in time. So at one time, there was a legitimate, what's called Sveika de Yoma. There was a real doubt. When was the actual day of Pesach or Sukkot or whatever? When was the actual doubt? Without going into details now, even in Yerushalayim, there could be a problem with Rosh Hashanah because that's the first day of the month. That's why, I'm oversimplifying, but that's why even in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah is taka 2 days. That's a different discussion. But Lamai said that's the so-called Sveika de Yoma. All right, so that's what used to be. Now, The problem is, what about nowadays? We know very well when is Rosh Chodesh. We know very well when is Pesach, because at approximately the year 350, in the days in Eretz Yisrael of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, okay, or the days of Abai and Rava living in Bavel, the Beis Din convened and they stopped that whole system, and everything was pre-calculated mathematically. You can figure out now when's Rosh Chodesh going to be, when's Pesach going to be in 27 years from now, in 132 years from now. It's a whole cycle. It's a whole system. We know very well, living in Chutz Lartz, exactly when. All you got to do is look on your refrigerator. There's a calendar, and it tells you what day is Rosh Chodesh, what day is Pesach. So we have no doubt anymore. We're not. So the early days of the Gemara, they knew. So the Gemara records in Beitza that a Shaila was sent to the Rabbanim. They said, we already know. We know exactly as well, and we know in Chutz Lartz, living in Bavel, just as well as they know in Eretz Yisrael, because it's a mathematical. It's all been calculated. There's a luach. Okay, there's a piyach cheshbon. So should we? We don't have to keep 2 days anymore, do we? They answered yes. You should, the Rabbanan or Misakin, that we should keep the old minhag. The Jews living in Chutz Lartz should continue to observe Midrabbanan. There's no real Sveika. We're not in doubt anymore. Midrabbanan, we continue to maintain that tradition outside of Chutz Lartz in far off lands. We continue to observe 2 days of Yontif as a Derabbanan. The second day is only Derabbanan. We're observing Jews, so we observe all the Derabbanans also. There are, in a few limited cases, leniencies that apply on the second day of Yontif that don't apply on the first day, because Taka, the second day is only Derabbanan. Very good. So that's our practice to this day. So now, coming to the Baal HaMor regarding Sfiras HaOmer, so he asks, so 1 second, so why, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, do we not do the following? It's Pesach, right? So now it's the first day of Pesach, now it's the second night of Pesach. So we begin counting Sfiras HaOmer. We say, Hayom Yom Echad BaOmer. Good, or La Omer, whatever your text is, right? But wait a second. We're not going to go ahead and have a Seder and pretend, so to speak, that tonight's really the first. We remember the old tradition. We're going to treat it like it's the first night of Pesach. Right? And we're going to have a whole Seder over again. So now the next night we should say, well, wait a minute, tonight's the second night of the Omer, but maybe it's only the first night. And the third night, we say the third, maybe it's only second. You follow, that's the Baal HaMor's Kasha. Once we have this institution called Sveika de Yoma, that we in Chutz Lartz continue to maintain the old tradition, and we observe an extra of Yontif and so on and so forth, so we should apply that same logic and that same approach to Sfiras HaOmer. And every night of Sfiras HaOmer, we should say, tonight is the 23rd night, and we say that tonight's the 22nd night, or whatever the order will be, the other way around, whichever you want to do. Or tonight's the 37th, tonight's the 36th, tonight's the 44th, tonight's the 43rd. Why do we not do that? That's the Baal HaMor's Kasha. The Jews in Chutz Lartz, who have this Derabbanan practice that we observe, we even have a whole other Seder. We eat Matzah Mor all over again, and we make Kiddush, and we keep a whole extra day of Yontif. So we should also do the same thing by Sfiras HaOmer. Why is there no Sveika de Yoma with regard to Sfiras HaOmer? We count the same way as in Eretz Yisrael. We know we count one night. That's the Baal HaMor's Kasha. So the Baal HaMor answers, and he says, it's a good idea, it's a good question, but we're going to run into a problem. You know what the problem we're going to run into? We're going to come now, okay, it's the 49th night. So we walk Hashem in a couple of weeks on Thursday night, we'll say it's the 49th night of the Omer, 7 weeks, good. Now the next night is Shavuos, right? The next night, the 50th night is Shavuos. But wait a minute, if we're counting the double sphere, we're saying tonight's the 49th. Yeah, but really, maybe it's only the 48th. Right? Because we're going to count both. Sveika de Yoma. We're going to count both. So the next night is going to be Shavuos. Now, we never count 50, but we'll observe Shavuos, and then we'll say, tonight's the 49th day of the Omer. We're going to finish the count according to the second number, according to the Sveika de Yoma count. Says the Baal HaMor, that'll be a slap in the face. That'll be a zilzul. That'll be a degrading, a belittling of Yontif. You're taking a day, we're calling it Yontif, we're going to make Kiddush, we're going to say in the davening, it's Yom Chag HaShavuos, is there? And then we're going to say, well, you know, maybe we're going to treat it like it's only the 49th of the Omer, still a weekday. Says the Baal HaMor, it smacks of a zilzul to Yontif. It's not, basically you're saying, well, I'm not really sure, it's not Yontif. We are sure, but we're pretending, well, maybe tonight's not really Yontif. So when it's during the week, what's the difference? You know, it doesn't impact a weeknight. But when it comes to Yontif, we're saying the weeks of the Omer are done. We're finished. And we're celebrating Shavuos. That's what Torah says. When you finish the Sfiras HaOmer, you celebrate the Yontif of Shavuos. So we're celebrating Shavuos, but then we say, yeah, but you know, we're going to count the 49th day of the Omer as if it's not really yet Shavuos. 49th night of the Omer is not Shavuos. So that's a zilzul, he says, in the covet of Yontif Sheni. So therefore, the Chachamim did not want to be misaking something, did not institute a practice that would result in a zilzul of Yontif. By the way, you know, on the other end, at the beginning end, you have a similar practice, and maybe this will explain. You know, you ever see in some Haggadahs, I don't know what Haggadahs everybody here uses, but in some Haggadahs, they have the end, by Nirtza, after Hallel, at the very end of the Haggadah, it says, Omer, Tayom Yom Echad Bram. Some Haggadahs print, Sfiras HaOmer at the very end of the Haggadah. Most Ashkenazim don't have that practice. By the Chassidim, Chassidim and some others, they actually do not count the Omer the first night in Shul after Maariv, but rather at the end of the Seder. And as I said, some Haggadahs, I'm sure you've all seen, or you can see, you take out certain Haggadahs, they print the first. Why do we wait to count the Omer then? Why shouldn't you count it in Shul? So one answer is for that exact reason, because it looks funny. What we do, Taka, looks funny. You get in shul and you say Hayom Yom Echad B'Omer, the first night of the Omer, as if to say it's now Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Yontif of Pesach is over, and then you go home and you make Kiddush, you eat matzah, mora, have a whole Seder. It looks a little funny. So therefore, you wait till after the Seder is over, the very end of the Seder at least, so you'll count the Omer then. That's one of the reasons. But there, okay, you have no choice, because we're dealing with the Daraisa, you have no choice. But since the Sveika, the Yoma, anyway, is a rabbinic institution, like the Gemara says in Beitza, the Rabbanim instituted that we should continue to maintain the practice of old and can continue in Chutzar to observe an extra day, the Rabbanim were not misaking this practice when it was going to lead to a possible zilzul, a possible degradation, or a belittling of the covet of Shavuos. And you're going to say on Shavuos night, which means it's the 50th, that's what Shavuos means, the 50th day, and we're making Kiddush, and we're observing Yontif, and then we're going to say, oh, it's the 49th Om, it's not really Shavuos yet. It doesn't look right, so therefore the Chachamim weren't misaken. So claims the Baal HaMor in his approach. I'd like to share, if I can, just three different approaches, three additional approaches. One is a famous approach by the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram, Tshuvas Dvar Avram, Avram Dover Kahana Shapiro, who lived in the end of the 1800s, early 1900s, known as the Kovner Rav. He's a Rav in Kovner, Europe, and he has a collection of tshuvas called the Dvar Avram. So in the Dvar Avram, Chelek Aleph, I think it's Simon Lamed Dalid, he raises this question. He speaks with great reverence about the Baal HaMor, and he says, I'm going to propose an answer, which I think is a good answer, but since the Baal HaMor didn't say it, I can't insist that it's right. He had great respect for the Rishonim, you know, who came before him, the great Talmid Chacham came before him. So he says, I don't want to say that it must be right, because otherwise the Baal HaMor would have said it, but I'm going to say my suggestion anyway. The Dvar Avram basically says the following idea. He says the reason the Rabbanan weren't misaken it is because that counting tonight's 21, tonight's 22, tonight's 38, tonight's 39, tonight's 46, tonight's 47, he said that's not called counting. He says in effect the definition of counting, sphera, and he has riots for this, sphera counting something means being precise. Being precise. No, here's what I'm doing. We're counting up for a minion. So we can't say, oh, there's 10, oh, maybe it's only 9. That makes a big difference. Okay? Counting how much money is in your pocket. You have to figure out how much money you earn for your taxes. You can't say this amount, that amount. An amount, a count has to be precise. He has a riot from what's called Maisa Behemel. You have to tithe each tenth. I don't have to know it's a suffix, not a suffix, it's a for sure. I have to know which for sure, this number. I have to assign a number. Assigning a number is something which is definitive. And therefore, by definition, says the Dvar Avram, you can't count tonight's 23, tonight's 22. That's not called counting. You've done nothing. Okay? Counting means precise. So therefore, we count each night. This is 23. And that's why the Chachamim didn't institute that we should have the Sveik of the Yom regard to Sfiras Omer, because that's not called counting. You can't count Misafik. There's no concept of counting when it comes to a Suffik. So suggests the Dvar Avram, and he has riots for this and so on. But that's his approach. Okay, the Baal HaMor gave his answer to lead to a zilzul of Shavuos. Okay, but the Dvar Avram said, forget about a zilzul of Shavuos for a second. The Dvar Avram says that you can't count. That's not called counting. Counting means you know what you're saying. You're precise. Precision is part of the definition of counting. Good. That's the Dvar Avram's answer. Said over many yeshivas, that's his approach. It's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik, son of Racha, the Rav, the Rishabes Soloveitchik, the Rav knew the Dvar Avram in Europe. As a matter of fact, just as a side point, when Rav Yeshua Ben Soloveitchik, when the Rav came to America, when he came to Boston in the late 1920s, so the community wanted to be their Rav, so they wanted to have some sort of a letter from somebody that he's taka worthy of the position. You know, they wanted to have it. They wanted to see his resume or whatever. They wanted to see what, you know, to know that he's worthy of being a shul Rav and a community Rav. So the Rav's father, Moshe Soloveitchik, wrote, of course, they said, yeah, he's wonderful. But some people said, the father. Of course the father's going to say the son's brilliant and he's wonderful. You know, we need a little bit of independent corroboration. So the Dvar Avram, this Kovner Rav, wrote a letter, which is available. You can see it. After Soloveitchik was nifter, so the Talmidim and YU put out a Sefer Zikaron, Zichron Rav. So they printed the letter of the Dvar Avram at the beginning. The Dvar Avram wrote a glowing letter. What a great, wonderful Talmud Chacham of Yeshua Soloveitchik is. And he even writes, Halacha Kamoso B'chol Mokom. Whatever he says the Halacha is, that's what it is. It's a great reverence. But the Rav said that he asked the Dvar Avram that according to your Svara, Let me ask you a question. If you're insisting that when you count misafek, that's not called counting. So he said, what did they taka do when there really was a sfeika of the yoma? I mean, at one time in history, good for us, there's no sfeika of the yoma. We know in the fridge what night the Pesach is, we know. But the Rav said, according to your svara, they should never have been able to count those Jews who lived in Chutz Laretz, to whom the shluchim never arrived. So they were never sure when Pesach started. Was it tonight? Was it tomorrow night? So they're off one night, two nights. Lechora, according to your svara, the Rav asked the Dvar Rav, they never should have been able to count. So and now we, all right, so we know what it is, so we're safe. But according to that svara, which is a logical svara, makes a lot of sense. But it really means that by definition, the Jews, when they taka really had a sfeika, then when they really weren't sure, okay, those who lived in the outlying districts waiting for those messengers to get there for a period of time, they didn't know what night of spirit was. So how, I mean, they didn't count at all? So it's possible, but according to the Dvar Rav, you have to say that. They didn't count at all. The Rav said that means for a significant period of time during the days of the Mishnah, and certainly the days of the Gemara, the Jews living in Bavel, he said that means Jews were not doing the mitzvah seriously. Almost a substantial number of Jews, including Amoraim in Bavel, were not doing the mitzvah because they couldn't count because it wasn't a legitimate count. They didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was and so on. The Rav thought that if that were true, that should appear somewhere in the Gemara. The Gemara should have recorded. There should have been some mention somewhere in the Gemara that for a long period of time, Jews weren't counting the Omer because they had this doubt. So that was the Rav's Taina. And the Dvar Rav, the way I heard it, didn't really have an answer. That was a good Kasha. It is a good Kasha. Okay, according to the Dvar Rav Svara, it's such a good Svara, why we don't count Misafek, but it poses a powerful question. It means in the olden days, if you're insisting that being imprecise, saying 22, 23, you know, 31, 32, whatever, saying that's not really called a count, that means those Jews who lived in that time when there really was a suffix, they didn't know yet. The messengers hadn't arrived and told them when Yom Tov was. So it's a little strange. It means they didn't count. That means a substantial number of Jews for a substantial number of decades and even centuries were not performing the mitzvah serious omer. We don't find any record of that. So the Rav gave a different suggestion. The Rav himself had a different offer. And he said that basically the mitzvah of the concept of sfeika d'yoma was instituted by Chazal only with regards to matters that depend upon or relate to the Kedushas Hayom, the Yontif aspect of Yomim Tovim. In other words, let's say Pesach, or Shavuos, or Sukkot, Kiddush, right? Making Kiddush, davening Yontif Tikashmona Esrei, those are things which are a function of the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif. So for that, the Rabbanon instituted Sveika the Omer. For those types of things, we should continue to observe the tradition, and we should still make Kiddush, and we should still daven a Yontif Tikkun Shmona Esrei, and so on during the day, on the second day, as on the first day, Sveika the Omer. Okay, or let's say Pesach, Matzah, Maror, right? And those are things which are functions. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, a second Seder. Those are things which are function or a product or emerge from the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif. But Sfiras HaOmer doesn't really emerge from the Kedushas Hayom of Pesach. It happened, it starts on the second night of Pesach, but Sfiras HaOmer, and Baharaya, I mean, we're counting Sfiras HaOmer now, yes, there's Lag BaOmer. That's got nothing to do with the Kedushas HaYom of Pesach, right? The whole Sfiras HaOmer happens to begin the second night of Pesach, so you have to know when is the second night, you have to know when is the first night, but it's not a function, or it's not a din that depends upon the Kedushas HaYom of Yontif. It's an independent mitzvah. It's kind of superimposed on Yontif. That's on Pesach. That's where it begins. But it's not a function of the Kedusha of Pesach. And therefore, the Chacham never instituted Sveika de Yoma with regards to the mitzvah Sirus Omer. So he's assuming not like the Dvar Avraham. He said in the olden days, when the Taka really was a doubt, they had no choice. They had to count two nights. They had no choice. Not like the Dvar Avraham. Why don't we continue to do that today? Because the Rabbanan, when they said we should maintain the tradition of old, that was only with regards to things that have to do with Sfiras HaOmer, I'm sorry, with Kedushas HaYom proper. And Sfiras HaOmer doesn't fit the bill, okay? Just to give a mashal, the Rav did not say this as far as I know, but I'm just going to give an example, okay, that people can relate to. Let's say somebody has Rachman Tantan's Yartzeit on the first day of Yontif. It's his Kaddish. Would you say Kaddish the second day of Yontif also? After all, the second day of Yontif, we pretend it's the first. No, because that's got nothing to do with the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif. Right? We don't say that a person whose yard site falls on Yontif should keep two yard sites. Okay, because maybe the sake of the Oma, the living Tutzart, you should have two yards. We don't insist on that because that's not a matter of Kedushas Hayom. We're about another Raya from a practice according to some in Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so we refer to the Musfei in the plural. Shana Musaf and Rosh Chodesh Musaf are referred to different the Schos and the Davening, but according to some, it doesn't apply on the second day because second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is Beis Tishrei, is still not Rosh Chodesh. I say the Yoma, yeah, but the Sfek of the Yoma doesn't apply to Rosh Chodesh, applies only Yontif. Okay, be that as it may, that's a Salavetia's suggestion as to why we don't have a Sfek of the Yoma serious Omer, because they only in the tradition of Sfek of the Yoma was instituted only, or maintaining the tradition of old, which Sfek of the Yoma is all about, that was instituted only things which relate to, but directly to the Kedushas Hayom, and Sirius Omer is different, and therefore that's another answer to the Baal HaMor's Kasha. Finally, to give one other suggestion, and this is a suggestion proposed by a very dear friend of mine, Rabbi Pinchas Weinberger. I live in Teaneck. He's a neighbor of mine here in Teaneck, Talmid Chacham Chacham, who's a rabbi in one of the local yeshivas here. He published this suggestion in a sefer called Yekara D'Chaim, which was put out many years ago in memory of Rabbi Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, Zichron Baruch Hu, who was the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Karen Biavne, KBY. So when he was Nifta, I didn't learn that yeshiva, but some of the Talmid Yeshiva put out Sefer Zikaron after he was Nifter. So Rabbi Weinberger, who did learn that yeshiva, put out this, I think it was also published maybe in Orem Mizrach, makes the following interesting suggestion. I think really there's a beautiful, beautiful answer. He said the following. Let's go back. Let's assume for a moment, okay, that in the olden days, again, not like the Dvar Avraham, that in the olden days when they weren't sure, so the first night they counted one. The second night they counted two and one. So the third night, three and two, et cetera, et cetera. They really had to count out of a doubt because they really were in doubt. Okay, there really was a Sfek of the Yoma. Until when did they do that? Those people living in the outlying districts in Chutz Laaretz and other places. Until when did they do that? Well, the answer is until the Shluchim arrived and they found out when Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day had been, and when Pesach was. Then they stopped. Okay, now we know. Tonight's the 22nd. Right? They counted up until they found out. At some point, they found out. It's clear, for example, just as an important side point, by Shavuos, everybody knew. In fact, it's very interesting. There's a question, why do we in Chutz Laaretz have a second day of Shavuos? Shavuos is not really a function of the day on the calendar. Shavuos is the 50th day since Pesach. Right? Shavuos is the 50th day since Pesach. So by Shavuos time, more than 2 months later, by that time everybody knew. So it's an interesting question. Why do we have to observe 2 days of Shavuos? They never observed 2 days of Shavuos because by Shavuos everybody knew when Pesach was, and it doesn't matter which day of the month it is. The Gemara says Shavuos could land on one of three different possible calendar dates in the olden days. Now it's all fixed. We know Shavuos is 6th of Sivan. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Pamim Behei, Pamim Vav, Pamim Zayin. Sometimes Shavuos is the 5th, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th, because Shavuos is not a function of the months. It's a function of being the 50th day since Pesach. So by Shavuos, everybody, even in the outlying districts, everybody knew when you, by that point, you know, you knew when Rosh Pesach had been. So Enochalami, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush Chodesh Perek Gimel, Rambam writes, it's a low plug. We observe Shavuos just simply the Rabbanu Misakin to be consistent, since we have the extra day of Pesach, the extra day of Sukkot, the extra day of Shavuos too. But what Rabbi Weinberger suggests is the following. So let's go back. So when did the towns in the outlying districts stop counting this double count, this double sira? The answer is whenever they were notified by the Shluchim. Well, when was that? The answer is, well, it depends when the Shluchim got there. It wasn't necessarily the same date every year. Maybe 1 year they got there the 17th. Maybe the next year they got there the 23rd. Okay, maybe the next year they'll come till after Lag BaOmer. And it wasn't the same in every town. It wasn't the same in every Chutz Laaretz location. Okay, this town they got on the 26th, this town they got on the 27th. So therefore, Weinberg suggested, what would the Chacham going to institute? If the Chacham were instituting to maintain Sfek of the Yoma, to maintain the practice of old, so what are they going to say? Till when should we do it? Not all the way till Shavuos, because that nobody did. So when should we stop? On the 20th? On Lag BaOmer? On the 40th? When should we stop doing it? In other words, what Rabbi Weinberger suggested is that there was no minhag. The language of the Gemara in Beitza that we have to continue to keep the Sfek of the Yoma is, Hizaru b'minhag avoseichem. keep the minig of old. So in Chutzlaret, the minig of old, they had to keep 2 days because they really weren't sure when Yontif. They have 2 days of Pesach with the Seder, and actually at the end of Yontif, and 2 days of Shavuos, and 2 days of Sukkot. Then the Sukkot Shmita Simchas Torah. That was a minig. But with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, what minig? There was no consistent minig because they stopped the practice as soon as the Shluchim from the Bezdin official, you know, their official messengers got there. And as I said, it wasn't the same in every town. It wasn't the same even in one town every year. It varied. So the Chachamim, what were they going to institute? They couldn't institute going all the way till Shavuos. Because that nobody did, Lechora. Nobody had, by Shavuos, everybody knew. So again, when were they going to institute it? They're going to institute, we should do it in Chutzlaretz to keep the old minute. Till when? The 10th day? The 18th? The 25th? You know, Lag BaOmer? What's the cutoff? There was no basis for making it. In effect, there was no minig to base it on. And for that reason, the Chachamim did not. In the olden days, they taka, and again, not like the Dvar Avraham. In the olden days, they taka counted Misafik. They had no choice. And they stopped counting as soon as they found out. But there was nothing for the Rabbanon to be misakin, to keep 2 days of Yontif, to keep an extra day of Yontif, as we explained. So that, they were misakin. Okay, that we should maintain the tradition of old, the minig of old, and that's what we do to this day in Chutz Laretz. But by Sfiras HaOmer, there was no such option. Okay, there was no minig to base it on. We'd have to stop somewhere, and we don't know where it would stop because there was no consistent practice from year to year and from location to location. Mamela, they never instituted Sheikh of the Omer with regards to Sfiras HaOmer. So those are four answers to this question. Again, very quickly to review. The Balamor, again, was the one who came up with the Kasha. The Balamor says, we're going to run into trouble if we're going to count 2 days, you know, each night. We're going to count 23, 24, you know, 38, 39, etc. We're going to run into a problem at the very end with Shavuos. We're going to make Kiddush, we're going to daven, and then we're going to say tonight's only the 49th. That's a zilzul of Shavuos, as if to say that's not really Yontif, it's really still a weekday. That's a pagam, that's a belittling or a degradation in the Kiddush of Shavuos. That's the Balamor's teretz. The Dvar Avraham's teretz, counting misafek is not called counting. The word usartem lachem means to be precise, to know exactly what you're saying and exactly what you're counting, and not the 22 or 23. Well, which is it? That's not called counting, which is a logical argument, but the weakness in the argument is, so what did they taka do? That would mean that for a substantial period of time in Jewish history, there were a substantial number of Jews who never counted, you know, Sfiras HaOmer, and there was no record of that in the Gemara. That was a Soloveitchik objection. So Soloveitchik's own suggestion is that we only apply Sfeika de Yoma. Chachamim only instituted Sfeika de Yoma, keeping the extra day when it comes to mitzvahs that relate specifically to the Kedushas Hayom of the Yomtif. Okay, and that's not the case. Sfiras HaOmer has nothing to do with the Kedushas Hayom, basically, of Pesach. Okay, and that doesn't apply. And again, the Weinberger's suggestion was that they didn't institute Sfeika de Yoma by Sfiras HaOmer because there was no minig, there was no consistent practice ever as to what to do. Each community did what they had to do until the Shluchim got there, and that varied from place to place, it varied from year to year. There was no fixed, and again, till Shavuos, nobody did it. Everybody knew by Shavuos. The Gemara says everybody Shavuos knew when it had been. So when they stopped, so Chacham were going to misakin that we could maintain a practice. Well, till when? There was no till when to do it. Therefore, they weren't misakin at all. So that's those are some of the classic answers to this question, why we here in Chutz Laretz count exactly the same as in Eretz Yisrael. We count precisely each night, and we say whichever night it is, and we don't worry about the problem of Sfeika de Yoma when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. Wish everybody a good day, and Bez Hashem will continue with another aspect of Sfiras HaOmer and Bez Hashem next week. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.